Welcome to Breaking News to Trading Moves. We're looking at a report today that details a potential and very large technology partnership.
Yeah.
Our goal here is pretty straightforward. We're going to examine the details, understand what it means for the world of AI infrastructure, and then, based only on what's in front of us, we'll identify the companies mentioned as either gaining ground or, well, maybe losing some.
That's the plan. And this story, it really gets to the heart of the competition at the absolute top tier of the tech world. We're talking about Amazon through Amazon Web Services, or AWS, and the AI leader, OpenAI. They're reportedly in discussions for a partnership that involves a really substantial investment, one that could value OpenAI at over $500
billion. $500
billion.
That's a number that certainly gets your attention. It sets the scale of what we're talking about.
It does, but, you know, the dollar amount isn't even the most critical piece of the puzzle here. It's the strings attached to that money. The material makes it very clear that this investment is tied directly to OpenAI using AWS infrastructure.
Okay.
And even more to the point, it's about them using Amazon that own in-house AI chips, the ones they call Trainium.
So this is not just a standard venture capital play. This is Amazon saying, here's our capital, but you have to spend it on our compute, on our hardware.
Exactly. You have to look at this not just as a deal between two companies, but as a potential redirection of where all those AI compute dollars are going to be spent. It's a move to capture the biggest AI workloads.
And when you say capture the workloads, you're talking about the actual physical machinery. That's where the real money is.
Absolutely. The competition now is all about the capital expenditure needed to win this AI race. And that race is fought with chips, with power, with advanced cooling, networking, and just sheer data center space.
Mm-hmm.
This whole situation puts a spotlight right on that physical battleground.
All right, let's start there then. Let's get into the context of this AI compute arms race.
The whole context is just about scale. Everything is getting bigger. The AI models are growing exponentially, and that demands an exponential increase in the resources needed to run them.
So let's go back to the numbers for a second. The scope of these negotiations.
The discussion is for an investment of at least $10 billion from Amazon into OpenAI. But again, it's that strategic link. This isn't just cash to keep the lights on. It's a payment that is specifically for infrastructure.
So it guarantees that Amazon's investment comes right back to them in the form of cloud service usage.
Precisely. It secures one of the world's most high-profile AI companies as a customer for their own ecosystem. It's a powerful anchor.
And what does landing a customer like that do for the reputation of Amazon's own internal tech? For Trainium?
It gives it a massive credibility boost almost overnight. And that's probably the main strategic goal here for Amazon. You have to remember, building custom silicon for AI is incredibly hard. It's expensive. It's risky. But when a company like OpenAI, who is known for pushing the boundaries of what's possible, commits to using your chip...
That's the ultimate third-party validation.
It is. You can't buy that kind of validation. It says the performance is there, it's reliable when you scale it up, and maybe most importantly, the software that runs on it is mature enough for serious work.
It takes Trainium from being just an internal Amazon project to a contender on the world stage.
Yes. It becomes a proven, externally validated resource for the most demanding customer you could possibly find.
Which brings us right to the competitive side of this.
Yeah.
This is a direct challenge to the way things have been done.
For years, the status quo has been the dominance of NVIDIA, ticker NVDA, and their GPUs, their graphics processing units. Their CUDA software platform created this environment where they were the default choice for almost everyone doing serious AI training.
A classic technological lock-in.
It is. And that's why this is so important. If OpenAI really adopts Trainium in a big way, it puts real measurable pressure on that dominance. It shows that the big AI players are actively looking for and committing to alternatives.
I have to ask, though. NVIDIA's chips are seen as the best in class for raw performance. Why would OpenAI commit to an alternative? Is there a performance trade-off?
That's a great question. And it's not just about the peak performance of a single chip. It's about the total cost of ownership, the TCO. NVIDIA might have a market-leading chip, but Amazon's play is to offer an entire optimized stack. Trainium is designed from the ground up to work inside the AWS environment. So Amazon can optimize everything, the chip, the software, the networking, the power delivery.
So even if the raw chip performance isn't number one, the overall package could be more efficient or cost-effective.
Exactly. Especially when it's part of a multi-billion-dollar strategic deal. The overall cost, the availability, and how easily you can scale it up inside AWS can make it a very compelling offer.
So the real winners are the companies that can supply the whole ecosystem, not just the fastest component.
That's the takeaway. The competition isn't just about who can build the best model. It's about who provides the foundational infrastructure. The chips, yes, but also acquiring the land for data centers, securing huge amounts of power, installing state-of-the-art liquid cooling, specialized networking. It's a massive ongoing capital project.
Okay, that sets the stage really well. So who actually benefits if this whole thing goes through? Let's start with the most obvious winners, the infrastructure and capacity providers.
Right. Given the capital involved, the first group to look at are the companies that provide the physical home and the basic utilities for all this computing.
We've got a few names here. First up, AWS and data center capacity beneficiaries. That's Amazon, of course, ticker AMZN, Digital Realty Trust, ticker DLR, and Equinix, ticker EQIX.
Well, Amazon AMZN is the most direct beneficiary. That's clear. If OpenAI funnels that spending towards AWS, Amazon gets predictable long-term revenue. But they also get invaluable data on how their custom silicon performs at the absolute limit,
which they can then use to make the next generation of Trainium even better.
Exactly. It helps them refine everything, making AWS a more competitive platform. That $10 billion investment starts to look more like R&D spending to maximize their own assets.
Okay, that makes sense for Amazon. What about the other two, DLR and EQIX? These are more like data center landlords.
They are, and they benefit because of the overall tightening of data center capacity around the world.
How does that work? If Amazon is expanding its own footprint, how does that help an independent company like Digital Realty Trust, DLR?
It's a question of scale. When a hyperscaler like Amazon commits to a project of this size, they absorb a huge amount of data center space. Either they build it or they lease massive facilities. DLR, Digital Realty, they specialize in providing that wholesale space. Huge, custom-built facilities on long-term contracts. The demand from Amazon, plus similar demand from their competitors, just soaks up all the available capacity.
So more demand from one big player creates scarcity for everyone else. That drives up the value of DLR's existing buildings and any new ones they build.
That's the dynamic. The market gets tighter, lease rates go up, and DLR benefits from the continued spending on these big, power-hungry AI facilities.
And what about Equinix, EQIX? Their model is a bit different, right? It's more about interconnection.
Yeah.
Why is that so critical for an AI cluster?
EQIX benefits because AI training is a distributed task. You have thousands of chips, maybe spread across hundreds of server racks, and they all need to talk to each other constantly with almost no delay. This requires incredibly fast, low-latency connections. That's what Equinix does. They are the world's leader in providing that reliable, high-speed interconnection infrastructure.
So DLR provides the big building, but Equinix provides the super-fast highways inside the building and between different buildings.
That's a perfect way to put it. For these AI workloads, every millisecond counts. If the network is slow, the entire multi-billion-dollar cluster grinds to a halt, wasting compute time. EQIX makes sure all the different parts, the cloud services, the storage, the networking gear can all communicate instantly. As AI capacity grows, so does the demand for these sophisticated connection services.
Okay, that makes sense. That brings us to the next category of winners, the companies that supply the raw power and cooling needed to run these places.
Right. Category two, power, cooling, and electrical gear for AI buildouts. The companies listed are Vertiv, ticker VRT, Eaton, ticker ETN, and Envent Electric, ticker TT.
Before we get to the companies themselves, we should probably talk about why power and cooling have suddenly become such a central issue.
It really just comes down to physics, specifically the idea of power density. A standard data center rack running normal web servers might use 5 or maybe 10 kilowatts of power.
Okay.
An advanced AI rack packed with GPUs or custom chips like Trainium running flat out, 247. Well, that's a different story. We're now seeing requirements for 70, 80, even over 100 kilowatts per rack.
That's a tenfold increase in energy consumption, the exact same physical footprint.
It is, and almost all of that energy becomes waste heat. You can handle 10 kilowatts with normal air conditioning. You absolutely cannot handle 100 kilowatts that way. The chips would just, they'd overheat immediately.
So this drives demand for completely new kinds of infrastructure.
Yes, very specialized upgrades. You need more advanced power management systems. You need much more sophisticated cooling. And you need electrical gear that can handle that kind of load constantly without failing.
Let's talk about Vertiv or VRT then. How do they fit into this cooling problem?
Vertiv is a leader in what's called thermal management. With racks getting this hot, the whole industry is moving from air cooling to liquid cooling. VRT provides the gear for that, things like rear door heat exchangers, direct-to-chip liquid cooling systems, and the big coolant distribution units that pump the fluid around. A big expansion of Trainium deployment, like what's being discussed, would require this kind of advanced cooling infrastructure just to function. It's not optional.
So Vertiv sells the essential plumbing that keeps these incredibly expensive chips from melting. What about Eaton, ETN? Their focus is on the electricity itself.
Eaton is all about power quality and distribution. When you have billions of dollars of AI hardware running, you can't afford a power surge or an outage. It would be catastrophic. ETN provides the big, uninterruptible power supply systems, the UPSs, and the switchgear that cleans and manages the flow of electricity. AI chips are very sensitive to what's called dirty power. Eaton makes sure they get a clean, continuous, regulated supply.
And the last one in this group is Invent Electric, TT. Where do they come in?
TT and Vent, they supply the specialized enclosures and connection systems, the cabinets and racks themselves. When you have these super dense racks with high voltage power and liquid cooling pipes running everywhere, you need specialized physical cabinets and cable management systems to house it all safely and efficiently. TT provides those essential components.
The key point here seems to be that these three companies benefit no matter whose chip is inside the box, right?
Right.
Whether it's Trainium or NVIDIA.
That's the core insight for this category. Whether Amazon installs a million Trainium chips or a million NVIDIA GPUs, they still need a lot more power, much better cooling, and more robust electrical systems. The battle between the chip makers guarantees a sustained, massive investment in these foundational utilities. So companies like VRT, ETN, and TT are poised to benefit from the overall AI buildout, regardless of who wins the chip war.
We've covered the buildings and the utilities. Now let's move inside the data center to the advanced connectivity ecosystem, the nervous system of the whole operation.
Right. If the chips are the brain, the high-speed network is the spinal cord. In these large AI training jobs, you have thousands of processors that have to synchronize their work constantly. If that communication link is even a little bit slow, the whole cluster slows down.
The companies listed in this area are Broadcom, ticker AVGO, Marvell Technology, MRVL, and Arista Networks, ANET.
This is our third category, custom AI silicon and high-speed networking enablers. This potential partnership, with its focus on Trainium, just confirms the industry trend toward custom-built hardware for AI.
Now, I get that Amazon designed Trainium in-house. So if they're building it themselves, why do they still need to rely on outside companies like Broadcom, EVGO?
That's just the reality of how complex chips are designed today. Even a giant like Amazon can't realistically design every single tiny component on a chip from scratch. So even for a custom chip like Trainium, they rely on partners for highly specialized intellectual property or IP. It helps them get to market faster and with less risk.
So what kind of specialized IP would Broadcom be providing here?
Broadcom is a leader in the underlying components. For a chip like Trainium to work, it needs things like high-speed SerDes technology, which handles the massive amounts of data coming in and out of the chip. Or it might need specialized controllers for high bandwidth memory. These are very specific technologies that Broadcom has perfected. It's just faster and safer for Amazon to license or buy those proven building blocks than to try and reinvent them.
Well, because that's inside the chip itself. Now let's talk about connecting the chips to each other. Marvell Technology, MRVL, is listed here under connectivity and optical.
Marvell is critical because they work with light, with fiber optics. As these AI clusters get bigger, you can't connect everything with traditional copper wires anymore. The signal gets too weak over distance, and it creates bottlenecks. So to connect racks and rows of servers, you have to use fiber optics.
And Marvell's job is to make that happen.
Exactly. They make the specialized components, like high-speed transceivers, that turn the electrical signals from the chips into pulses of light to send down the fiber, and then turn them back into electrical signals at the other end. AI training depends on this data synchronization, and Marvell provides the key hardware to make that happen at incredible speeds.
So we have the chip architecture and the physical links. That brings us to the traffic cop for the whole network, the switching layer with players like Arista Networks, ENET.
ANET is essential. They provide the high-performance networking switches that form the fabric of the data center. Their job is to move all that data around fast enough for these massive AI jobs.
And how is an AI network different from, say, a normal one for a big website?
It's completely different because of that synchronization need we keep talking about. In a normal network, if one server has to wait an extra millisecond for data, it's not a big deal. In a giant AI training cluster, if one chip is delayed, the entire cluster of thousands of chips has to wait for it to catch up.
The whole system runs at the speed of its slowest link.
Precisely. It's called the straggler problem. So the network has to guarantee super low latency, and it can't have any bottlenecks. Arista's hardware and software are designed specifically for that kind of high throughput, low latency environment.
It sounds like the success of Amazon's own custom chip is completely dependent on the expertise of companies like AVGO, MRVL, and ANET.
That's the main point here. Custom silicon needs a custom environment to run in. You can't just plug $1 billion worth of Trainium chips into a generic network and expect it to work well. The whole thing leans on the specialized hardware from these key ecosystem players.
All right, we've laid out a pretty clear list of beneficiaries across physical capacity, power, and the component ecosystem. Let's pivot now and talk about the other side of the coin. Who might face some pressure from this potential deal?
Right. For every move that locks in market share for one company, there's a corresponding cost to competitors. We should look at what that friction looks like.
The first category here are the traditional leaders in AI chips, the GPU-first vendors. We're talking about NVIDIA, NVDA, and AMD.
The risk for them isn't that demand for their products is going to collapse. It's more about where the future growth comes from. If Trainium gets adopted for a real portion of OpenAI's workloads, well, that's directly taking away incremental dollars that would have otherwise gone to NVIDIA or AMD.
But the overall demand for AI compute seems almost infinite right now. Why does one customer's allocation matter so much?
It matters because of the concept of share of wallet. The total amount of money being spent on AI compute is massive, and it's growing. But this deal would be Amazon redirecting a chunk of that spending away from outside vendors and back to its own internal solution. And when a hyperscaler proves its own custom silicon can work at that level with an anchor tenant like OpenAI, it just accelerates the whole industry trend toward in-house chips.
And how does that affect NVIDIA and AMD beyond just this one potential order?
It creates more pricing pressure across the market. NVIDIA has been able to charge very high prices because of its performance leadership and its software ecosystem. But if Amazon can offer a compelling solution on a total cost of ownership basis to a customer like OpenAI, it puts a bit of a ceiling on what NVIDIA and AMD can charge for their next generation chips, especially when they're negotiating with the other big cloud providers.
That leads us right into the next category. Rival hyperscalers, specifically Microsoft, MSFT, and Alphabet, which is GOGL.
This one is a little complex, especially because Microsoft MSFT already has a very deep, very public partnership with OpenAI. They've invested huge amounts of money.
Right. So given that existing relationship, how does a potential deal with Amazon threaten Microsoft's position?
The Microsoft relationship has been heavily focused on getting OpenAI's models into products and commercializing them, with Azure as the cloud that hosts it all. But a big infrastructure alignment with Amazon, especially one tied to a $10 billion investment, signals that OpenAI is deliberately diversifying. They may keep their close ties to Microsoft, but those high-growth compute dollars aren't all going to Azure anymore.
So the market sees this as OpenAI hedging its bets, making sure it isn't dependent on a single infrastructure provider.
Absolutely. The way OpenAI allocates its compute budget is a very visible signal to the entire industry. If they decide to send a big piece of that spending to AWS and Trainium, it changes the expectations for how AI cloud spending will be divided up in the future. For Microsoft, who sees OpenAI as a core partner, losing any part of that future spend to their main rival creates friction. And the same applies to Alphabet, GOGL, which is also fighting hard to get those workloads onto its cloud and its own custom TPU chips.
So in short, this deal makes the future of the AI cloud market look a lot more competitive than if OpenAI just stuck exclusively with Azure.
Exactly. The idea that one cloud provider could win it all for these key AI workloads starts to fade. Diversification naturally means more competition for the incumbents.
Okay, we've covered the infrastructure rivals. Now for the last category, which is a little further afield, online commerce and marketplaces. The companies here are eBay, and Etsy, ETSY.
Right. This is more of a secondary risk. It's not about the chips themselves, but about the commercial side of the partnership. The report mentions a key detail. Alongside the infrastructure deal, OpenAI is apparently talking about developing a custom enterprise ChatGPT product specifically for Amazon.
So Amazon isn't just buying compute time. they might be getting a specialized AI application built just for their retail business.
That's the idea. It signals a much broader relationship. The infrastructure deal secures the capacity on Trainium, but this enterprise product would secure the application of that AI right into the core of Amazon's e-commerce engine. And that's what could create pressure for smaller marketplaces.
Can you walk me through that? If Amazon gets better AI tools, how does that translate into a measurable problem for a company like eBay or Etsy?
It creates a capability gap. Amazon already has a massive scale and huge amounts of data on what people buy. If they can quickly integrate a powerful, custom-trained AI model like a tailored ChatGPT into their main operations, it could amplify their existing advantages very quickly.
Can you give me a specific example of what that might look like in practice?
Sure. Think about product discovery. For a shopper on Amazon, a powerful AI could do a lot more than just recommend things based on what you bought before. It could use generative AI to analyze buying patterns across millions of people, spot microtrends before they even happen, and then instantly rewrite product descriptions or optimize search results to improve the chance of a sale. Or think about the logistics. An AI could optimize where inventory is stored in their fulfillment centers to cut down shipping times and costs.
A level of predictive optimization that would be very difficult for a smaller marketplace to replicate.
Absolutely. If smaller marketplaces like eBay or Etsy can't keep up with adopting similar AI tools, their user experience, their seller tools, their efficiency, it could all start to lag behind. Shoppers tend to go where the experience is best. If Amazon uses this potential exclusive AI access to make its shopping journey dramatically better, it could pull customers and sellers away from those other platforms.
Now, the report does add a note of caution here, saying this is a forward-looking risk.
That's a vital point. This is all dependent on that enterprise AI product actually getting built and rolled out successfully. It's a potential risk. But the fact that it's even part of the discussion means the risk is real. That combination of Amazon's infrastructure power with OpenAI's model building expertise is a commercial threat that goes well beyond the data center.
This has been a very detailed breakdown of the implications here. Let's move to our summary and pull together the key takeaways.
The main conclusion, I think, is that while the AI models get all the headlines, the real power to lead an AI comes from controlling the underlying infrastructure and the capital needed to build it.
So to synthesize it, this potential Amazon OpenAI deal with Trainium at its center confirms the idea that infrastructure is the main battleground for control in AI.
And this creates a good environment for a whole range of support companies, from data center owners like Digital Realty, DLR, and Equinix, EQIX, to the suppliers of power and cooling like Vertiv, VRT, and Eaton, ETN. The constant spending on buildouts helps them all.
And we saw that the advanced component ecosystem is essential, with specialized chip IP from Broadcom, AVGO, optical tech from Marvell, MRVL, and high-speed networking from Arista, ANET, all playing a crucial role.
On the other side, the move creates competitive friction. Traditional GPU makers like NVIDIA and AMD face pressure on their share of the spending as custom silicon gets validated. And rival cloud platforms, Microsoft and Alphabet, have to deal with a key customer diversifying their workload.
And finally, we noted that potential shadow over smaller online marketplaces like eBay and Etsy, if Amazon successfully uses this partnership to build better AI-powered commerce tools.
Absolutely.
That brings us to our final thought for you to consider, which builds on everything we've talked about regarding the massive capital needed for data centers and power.
The deep reliance on capital and this very specialized physical hardware, the chips, the enormous power needs, the data center construction, it suggests something. It suggests that future progress in AI might be constrained less by breakthroughs in software and more by the physical limits of our power grids and how fast we can actually build and cool these facilities. The AI race is, in many ways, becoming a race of energy and real estate logistics.
That's a compelling idea to think about. We hope this has been valuable in helping you grasp the nuances and competitive dynamics from this report.
This content is purely a factual examination of the provided material. This is not financial advice, nor is it a recommendation to buy or sell any security.
Thank you for joining us for this analysis of the situation.